You may have heard recently how NPR's Kelsey Snell started up her car after weeks of working from home to discover that rats had moved into the engine, perhaps on a little pandemic getaway. My pest control officer said he'd heard that car makers used peanut oil in new car wiring. Maybe the rats were after that. Oh, why did I have a pest control person? Well, because my yard, specifically the bird feeder, had become the new takeout place for a little mischief, which, by the way, I've learned is what a group of rats is called, a mischief, and they do much more than that. Let's explain with Robert Villamil, owner of Crow Pest Control in Chicago. And Robert, I'm told these infestations are happening because of the pandemic, because of restaurants?
Well, yes, that has a lot to do with it. We've always had, you know, a bit of a rat problem. But with this COVID-19, what I find is that there is a scarcity of food. Restaurants are operating less, so there's less food in the dumpsters, which used to overflow, and that was very easily accessible to the rodents. So what we're finding now is that they're doing whatever they can to get their needs met. So they're finding their way into residential neighborhoods. I'm getting calls from customers that have never had a rodent issue before, and all of a sudden we're getting rodents in their yard, in their garage, coming underneath their deck.
Well, and as I chatted with my pest control guy in the middle of the day, they were scurrying around. Now, these are supposed to be nocturnal animals. What else are you seeing going on that's unusual?
Well, they have become pretty brazen. We do see them now in large numbers. People are seeing them get onto their back porch. People tend to leave their garbage outside overnight. I've seen rats getting into people's yards, even into people's homes. More so now than ever before.
Yeah. You've had an uptick in residential calls, which maybe be making up for the business you're losing from restaurants. But rats, you know, yes, they are creatures. But unlike others that might be in your yard, they carry disease. They destroy property. They will eat their way into your house.
Absolutely. They cause millions of dollars of damage. Rats will chew wiring. They can get into vehicles in the garage. They can cause a fire to a home after they chew wiring. So rats can cause a lot of damage.
And by the way, you can see if they're there because you can look for burrows, places where they've dug out from a wall, for instance.
Absolutely. There will be evidence of rats in your yard. You will see burrows. You will actually see the rats. You will see droppings. Sometimes there's a smell. They do urinate a lot, and you have a strong urine smell on your property, maybe in your yard or in your garage.
Well, as my fellow said to me, there's a reason for the phrase smells like a rat, because they do, but they do carry disease. So bird feeders attract them. You mentioned garbage. What else can people do to remove the source of the food they want?
Sure. Well, some of the things that are important to do is they're compost. A lot of people do compost, and I would say maybe turning your compost regularly. Any new scraps or additions to the compost should be sprayed with water to kind of keep that smell minimal. If you decide to have a garden, you know, it's important if the vegetables are ripe, right away to pick them up. If you have cucumbers or apples, it's important that none of that touch the ground because it's easily accessible to rats. There's other plants that you can grow in your yard that'll help to kind of keep the rats away. Rosemary is one. Marigolds, peppermint, lavender. Power washing your dumpsters, your garbage cans every so frequently, maybe twice a month in the summer will help keep, you know, the garbage smell down. Your overhead door, your garage door, if you have one, you want to make sure the threshold is sealed up properly and it comes flush with the ground. Water. Rats need at least an ounce to an ounce and a half of water every day. So a bird bath, not only a feeder, a bird bath can definitely attract rats. Rats can go a few days without food if they need to, but they do need a water source. Rats can actually cannibalize. When the food becomes very scarce, rats have a hierarchy. And, you know, the bigger, stronger rats will start to eat the weaker, younger ones, for lack of a better term. If you have a dog or any pets, you want to make sure you clean up after them properly. Dog feces will attract rats. So there are a lot of things people can do to kind of help discourage rats from coming, to make it unfriendly for them. If we do that, then the chances of getting rid of the rats or, you know, slowing them down are high.
Robert Villamil, just real quick, whenever we speak of rats, we have to implore people again. The EPA says rat poison poisons 10,000 kids a year. I had a dog who got into a bag of rat poison pellets someone had in their garage. It was a terrible death. There are beloved hawks killed every year, pale male in New York, Ruby the red-tailed hawk in Boston. But dry ice used in a box that attracts the rats but then puts them to sleep with the gas that's emitted from the dry ice. Is that something that you think we can be looking at?
Well, I believe a few cities have explored the dry ice option. I believe the Environmental Protection Agency, you know, has to come up with some material data sheets and some safety data sheets before it can be used, you know, nationwide. So there are some studies that still need to be done, and I think once that happens, you know, we'll be good to go. And I think that's another great alternative to rat poison.
Robert Villamil, who owns Crow Pest Control in Chicago, talking about the rat infestations happening as a result of restaurants not having as much garbage as they used to during the pandemic. Robert, thank you so much.
Thank you.